This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay. And today we take a look at an industry that's all about fun and games for a change. What are the ups and downs of theme park industry? You know, is it a roller coaster ride or a house of horror? Also, how is Malaysian tourism faring and how does the theme park industry contribute to it? So to tell us more, we invited Kelvin Ho, Senior General Manager of Sunway Theme Parks. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Now, was 2015 a good year? And what's the outlook for the rest of 2016 in terms of tourism numbers?
2015 has been a very, very good year for us. And 2016 and moving forward, I think we will have even a better year. The industry, it's ever growing. I think Malaysia, we can now see Malaysia as a very stable place for this industry to grow. We also is a major catalyst for tourism. You know, in the case of Sunway Lagoon, in Selangor, we actually act as an anchor to bring tourists not only from this region but from countries around the world into Malaysia and giving them a reason to visit and stay a longer days, not many days more.
Okay, and what are the major changes you've observed in the Malaysian tourism industry?
I think the surge in the needs of our visitors that comes to the park or come to Malaysia, even in local tourism, I think the people's needs have changed. In the past, we can just go to a place, check into a hotel and be happy about it. But today, a lot of families, children, they go to a destination, go to a venue, check into a hotel and they ask their mom and dad, Mom, Dad, what's next? So theme parks just like straight into this kind of needs of all our visitors. And we bring fun and happiness to everyone.
Selling fun.
Yep.
How have these changes affected the theme park industry? The changes of the needs and, you know, you were sharing earlier.
I think the change is very positive. It has brought about It makes us better. It makes us want to build it better, bring more exciting thing into our business to meet the needs. So actually, it's very, very positive.
Mm-hmm. How significant is the contribution of the theme park industry and to Malaysian tourism as a whole? Because you shared earlier, you bring people from outside and around the world into here. And what are the positive contribution do we see?
I think first of all, Malaysia is expecting to draw about 12 million tourists this year. I think this is what the tourism board is looking at. I think it's very doable, and we are talking about 100 over billion in revenue in tourism dollars, and that has a very massive ripple effect, like, that goes into other partners of ours that supports the tourism industries. And of course, the theme park industry is right smack in the middle, because when you come to a theme park, you need to stay somewhere, you got to dine somewhere, you got to travel, you're going to need transportations and so on. So a lot of other industry goes to work. And yes, it's ever growing. And we see our numbers grow as well year on year as we entered into this new genre of needs of tourists.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sunway Lagoon Theme Park has been around for 22 years.
That's right.
Wow. And so do give us a snapshot of your theme parks.
Sunway Lagoon is home to six major attractions. We have a scream park, we have an amusement park, water park, we have an extreme park, and we have the latest new attraction that we just introduced in February, that is the Nickelodeon Lost Lagoon. Now, we bring, we are a household name on our own rights, but we also bring an international brand into our park that we feature characters such as SpongeBob, Dora, and his pals Patrick, and also the new Mutant Ninja Turtle. mouthful. And of course, not only that character appeals to children, but actually we have a 10-acre attraction that has various exhilarating rides at the same time. So our park really appeals to all ages, children, adults, sub-adults, and so on. So you can actually have a fun-filled day.
Okay, what's in the park then you're talking, if it's catering to people of different age?
We have the six attractions that I mentioned. So it gives you different kind of experience. We also have a very nice zoo for, you know, fun educational tours and so on. So besides riding and so on, you can always go to the zoo and have an interactive time with some of the animals and learn about them and learn about protection, habitat loss, and how do these animals fare in this current world.
All right. And up next, we'll be talking about the challenges you face in terms of growing number of visitors in the theme park. And that's up next. We have Kelvin Ho. He's a senior general manager of Sunway Theme Parks. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're still listening to Resource Center. And in the studio, we have Kelvin Ho. He's the senior general manager of Sunway Theme Parks. Earlier, he shared with us, you know, the different kinds of parks he has in the Sunway Lagoon. But, you know, it's been around for 22 years. What are the challenges do you face in terms of growing the number of visitors?
We don't really have a specific set of challenges. I think it's very positive challenges. I think the needs of a theme park is to entice more young individuals to join us in the industry, and we need to impress upon them how interesting this industry is. Getting the best Malaysians into the industry, giving them the best training ever, and let them grow their career. That becomes, I think, the perhaps the only challenge that we should face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know, you have to remain competitive. You know, despite for being around for 22 years, you have to keep people excited to come back to your theme park. So, what are the things that you've done, you know, to bring that traction?
To do that. Besides making people feel absolutely happy and comfortable, that's a priority, is to continuously improve our attraction, bring in new rides, build new attraction, new things to do, you know. And the way we build the park becomes very, very important. We make it very, we team it very, very well. We keep it very, very safe and very, very clean.
And, you know, what is your philosophy then around safety and security?
It's not a compromise. Safety and security, I think it's a given thing. What we really need to do is really engage our customers, listening a lot to them and making them feel as comfortable and happy as we can.
Okay. Well, would you be able to give us a preview of your visitor profiles? You know, who are these people visiting your theme park?
And in the case of Sunway Lagoon, we enjoy 60% foreign visitors and 40% locals. We have another theme park in Ipoh called the Lost World of Tambun. Because of the location of the park, we enjoy about 95% locals and 5% foreign market.
Okay. Yep. Well, tell us more about the Lost World of Tambun.
Lost World of Tambun is another park of ours in the state of Perak. We have six major attractions. And I think what is important between Sunway Lagoon and Lost World of Tambun is that we are very conscious in creating the identity of this park. And the both identity are different. It gives you a different feel, a different way of doing it. While the fundamentals remains unchanged, the safety, the customer service, and all that. But the way we built it, the way we bring about the attractions is slightly different. And Lost World of Tambun, we also have six major attractions. We have the water park component, we have the amusement park component, we have the zoo, we have the team building park. We also have the Teen Valley, talk a little bit of history where we do mining. That piece of land was a mine out land before, and how we turn it into something very, very beautiful. And of course, we are also home to natural hot spring. So the hot spring and spa attraction became very, very exciting. That allows the park to operate not only during the daytime, but into the night until 10 every night.
Okay. Yeah. And you were saying that there's different identity between Tanwi Lagoon and the Lost World Tambun. So how is Lost World Tambun different?
First of all, what God has given us, it's that beautiful limestone hills, that surrounds the theme park. Now you look up and you see this natural limestone hill. And I think what is more important is our policy by our chairman is to protect the natural environment, to protect trees and mountains and so on and so on. So we protect that. And that gives you that magical feel, that place is so unique. Now, Limestone Hill is just not a normal hill, you have it, the formation is really different. You have a lot of cave systems inside there that we actually bring tourists in and learn about the stalactite, the stalagmite, and all the stuff in this natural limestone formation.
And do you see a difference in the visitor profile to Tambun and also Tanwi Lagoon?
The visitor profile for the time being differs for simply because of the accessibility. Mm-hmm. This will change. This customer profile will change. I think with the direction of Tourism Malaysia, the government now loosening up visas application and encourage more tourists into Malaysia, we see a surge in perhaps the Chinese tourists into Malaysia, and in this case not only Tanwi Lagoon, because I think it's a very good place for them to visit, but they could do a day trip or a night stay in Ipoh and visit Lost World of Tambun, because it has a lot of Chinese history and great food that appeals to our Chinese tourists.
Okay, now that you have two theme parks right under the Tanwi banner, considering that this is the future of tourism, what have you learned through these two theme parks?
Well, we have learned to not put our guard down and not to be just happy with what we have. We need to take whatever we do well and keep improving it. Things that we don't do good, we probably have to change it. And we got to keep doing it. It's not a build and walk away kind of business. It is built and rebuilt and make it fun kind of business.
And so what do you think are the future trends and opportunities you foresee happening around the theme park industry?
I foresee Malaysia being a major destination, a country of theme parks, Malaysia could possibly be. And if you look around Malaysia, there's a lot of theme parks either built or in the planning to come on board to the industry. So I think Asia could see Malaysia as, the theme park country in this part of the world.
Wow, thank you for your time. I've been speaking to Kelvin Ho. He is the Senior General Manager of Tanwi Theme Parks. You've been listening to Resource Centre. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
You're still here. Good. Now, if you're listening to this podcast while on the treadmill, you're already off to a good start. If you're not, don't forget to join us at BFM's Health and Living Live 2016 on the 2nd of April. Find out how you can live a better, healthier life. Go on and register at bfm.my/health.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.